Hello and welcome to the Sugar Hill Weekday Podcast. My name is Hector Cervantes and I serve as the worship pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. Today I want to talk to you about worship as an act of love. See, I believe that worship is a lifestyle that reveals what is in your heart or what or whom you love. What we see throughout the Bible is that God is all about the heart of a person. For example, Jesus, quoting Isaiah, says to the Pharisees in Matthew 15, "These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. They worship me in vain." From this statement alone, we can see that true worship, or the worship that God accepts, is done from a heart set on God. Again, in Luke 6:45, Jesus says it is from the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. One more thing to consider when thinking about worship is where the word worship even comes from. According to the New Oxford American Dictionary, the word worship comes from the word worthy and implies worthiness or worth-ship. I think it's safe to say then that worship reveals what or whom we find worthy in our hearts. In addition, Jerry Bridges says, "You will always find time for what you love. Eventually, the time I dedicate to the person or the thing that I love will become a habit of dedication or worship, showing itself daily in my thoughts, my words, and my actions. For example, if the love or worth of my wife, Christy, outweighs the love of God in my heart, then I have put her in the place of God and therefore find her worthy of my worship. As a result, if she lets me down, my world will be shattered because what will have happened is that I unintentionally demanded of Christy the perfect love, joy, and peace, etc., that only God has and only God can give. However, if I love the Lord, who is constant and unchanging with all my heart, I will worship him. And his truth, his joy, his love will flow into my words and my actions. Then worship becomes a lifestyle reflecting the love of God rather than a church event, which for some amounts to 1 hour on a Sunday morning. That's not worship. That's not love. That's a mental checklist revealing what we truly find worthy of our time. So after this podcast is over, ask yourself, where am I committing most of my time? What do I think about consistently? And if you find yourself in that checklist mentality, which I have many times, bring it to the God who loves and is pursuing you even now. He is slow to anger and he is abounding in steadfast love. Take some time even now and just tell him how grateful you are for his love. May our King bless you today, and I will see you Sunday morning.